Congress gets back to work and Wall Street will be watching. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott in for David Brancaccio. The Senate is back in session today after the July 4th recess. President Trump is pressing Republicans to reach a deal to replace the Affordable Care Act before the longer summer break in August. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins me now for a market update. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So Congress is back this week. How closely are the markets watching what's happening with healthcare reform?
Well, I think they are watching the fate of healthcare reform. It's going to provide a signal, if nothing else, on the likely passage of tax cuts down the road. So whether or not it passes is sort of a signal of how dysfunctional or functional Congress is right now.
Also on the Hill later this week, we've got Fed Chair Janet Yellen testifying on monetary policy. What will you be looking for there?
This is her semi-annual testimony. She'll be giving them an update on the economy, explaining why they think they're going to be able to keep raising interest rates. She'll also be explaining their balance sheet reduction plan, which they expect to initiate probably in September.
Anything else you'll be watching this week?
Well, I mean, somewhat related to Chair Yellen's testimony, we will get inflation data at the end of the week, and that is one area that has been particularly and surprisingly weak. That matters for monetary policy and for markets. If inflation is stuck very low, then the Fed really doesn't have much reason to keep raising interest rates, and markets might start to worry about the pricing power that businesses have. So that will be an important data point on Friday morning.
Julia Coronado with Macro Policy Perspectives. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Amazon Prime Day begins tonight, which means people who've paid to be Amazon Prime subscribers can soon start shopping for special deals on thousands of items. No physical lines or crowds, but there is frenzy, which can trigger that primal urge to buy. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on the psychology of deals.
This will be Amazon's third Prime Day, or as I call it, the reason I have that air compressor that just sits there in my garage. Paid members sign on and deals flash before their eyes across all categories. On-demand movies, paper towels.
Stemless wine glasses, a fisheye lens for my iPhone, matcha green tea powder.
Those are just a few things retail analyst Sucharita Molpuru says she's bitten on. The event brings a carnival atmosphere to Amazon. Molpuru says with fast-expiring lightning deals and waiting lists,
they're absolutely compelling people to purchase things, and often to purchase things that they may not have purchased otherwise.
Air compressor. Jonah Berger teaches marketing at University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He says the day is in part about reassuring Amazon Prime members that their $100 a year subscriptions are worthwhile. Many will buy stuff, but
there are a bunch of other people that will never actually check the deals, but will feel good about having something that gives them access to deals if they wanted it.
And that fear of missing out is designed to get more subscribers to Prime. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Also on the agenda as Congress returns is a federal budget for next year. A House subcommittee recently approved deep cuts to the Department of Energy. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce says programs to fund energy innovation are on the chopping block.
The latest House proposal cuts all funding for the Advanced Research Projects Agency -Energy, or ARPA-E. Since 2009, it's given grants to energy projects with serious potential but little private sector funding, high-risk, high-reward kinds of things.
Our company wouldn't exist. The four jobs that it created would not exist without the ARPA-E grant.
That's Aaron Palumbo, co-founder of a startup developing a much more energy-efficient way to extract magnesium from raw ore. Magnesium is this super light metal that goes into products ranging from aluminum cans to F-150 pickups.
It's important for the entire manufacturing supply chain.
And saving money on magnesium would save money for all kinds of companies making all kinds of things down the line.
Extremely tedious, with huge barriers of entry to market.
Palumbo doesn't think his business can survive without grants for a few more years yet. And that's the promise of ARPA-E. Get projects like Palumbo's standing on their own. The agency's given more than $1 billion to energy technologies, ranging from renewables to natural gas. Emily Noel works with the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental advocacy group. She calls axing the agency short-sighted.
It really is going to negatively impact the United States' ability to maintain its technological leadership.
ARPA-E has generally had broad bipartisan support, but opponents argue it's not about what projects are funded, but who funds them.
Really, it's just not a legitimate function of the federal government.
Nick Loris of the Heritage Foundation says the worldwide energy market is worth trillions of dollars and is only expected to grow.
Any energy technology that can capture a sliver of that market will stand to be rewarded tremendously.
In other words, at this point, the House budget says energy companies are already making a killing. Let them pay for this stuff. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.
And the nutritional drink Soylent is coming to 7-Eleven. 18 stores in the Los Angeles area begin testing sales today. Yes, the name is a wink at the 1973 film Soylent Green. Remember, it's people. If Soylent sounds unappetizing, keep in mind the product is intended as a meal replacement for people who don't have time to or don't like to eat. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.